our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring a three-course meal with marinated Thai eggplant appetizer, challenging tofu entree, and hot banana cookie dessert.
Hello, beautiful people. Today you're going to cook with me again, simple and nutritious food. We have some mushroom, any size, some fresh green beans, already all that, and 200 grams of tofu, hard. And some seaweed, nori seaweed. Some apple and pear. We're not gonna use all that, just some pieces of it. And then some condiment, you know, like mushroom seasoning, ground pepper, coriander, seed pepper, hot chili sauce, optional, and chili bean sauce. All that is for what we call challenging tofu. We have even 3 meal courses, however simple. We have some, you know, white eggplant fermented for appetizer. And then for dessert, we have hot banana. Yeah. Okay? Right. Let's begin. Okay, we turn on the heater to boil the tofu and the green bean. Meanwhile, we have some fruit syrup ready for the dessert later. And we also prepare a little appetizer. This is Vietnamese stuff, but you can buy them in Asiatic shop. They call cà pháo ớt, huh? This is the white eggplant marinated with the chili sauce. Very, very appetizing. All right, we put a couple out there. Life can be very simple, but exciting and tasty. Any of your guests would like what I'm going to prepare? It looks like this. The white eggplant marinated. It's small, small. The boiling water for the beans, we should put in a pinch of salt. You can put it later also, it's fine. I put it in before I forgot. Meanwhile, we prepared the tofu and the sauce for the tofu. We make a bed of tofu out of this. I need a bigger knife. Okay. For that, we cut this piece of tofu into two. We divide it into two pieces. From the width of the tofu all the way down. Yep. You can make it thinner if you want, but no need, huh? This will be two pieces like that, and we're going to warm it up in the boiling water. So right now we leave it there, and I'm preparing the sauce. Okay, for that we need a piece of pear, a piece of apple, for making the nice sauce. I'm going to chop it into small pieces. If you want it smooth, you peel away the skin. I think I peel away is better. I'm so used to it, eating simple, I forgot that your guests may be a little bit more refined. But you know what? Simple life is the best life. You will learn it. I guarantee. The more simple, the better. Actually, in daily life, I eat more simple than this now. I can't afford to be more picky with food anymore. And since I cannot keep going into the vegetarian food, restaurant outside, because it's not always very pure vegetarian. And many things we buy outside sometimes look so innocent and harmless, but they are not pure vegan. So it's the best to cook for yourself. Also, you know, enjoying the creativity. Mm. Now, this is for your special guest. If I have a guest, I would prepare a little bit special like this. If not, I just eat simple. We chop all this little piece of fruit into very fine, the finer the better. Hmm? Yes, very, very fine. so that it becomes sauce. Okay, now I'm going to put the green beans in the boiling water. You cook like maybe 2 minutes. You just put the beans inside. You shouldn't cook too long, okay? Let it cook for 1 minute and then put the tofu in and turn the heat off. Make this even finer so that it becomes liquidized when we cook it in the pan. The finer the better, okay? This is just to sweeten the sauce that we're going to make. I'm going to put the tofu in there. The beans already reboiled. Tofu we put in there to warm up. And we turn off the heater. That's enough. Okay, we don't have to cook so long. Okay, we cover it so that it stay warm. Now we chop some of the mushroom. Okay, we put this, the pear and apple, chopped down there, and then we chop mushroom into fine. Also very, very small, cubes, the tip of the finger. So it doesn't look too chunky and clumsy on top of your tofu, but that's all. Oh, this is a very big mushroom, just one is enough. Okay, good. There we are. We warm this pan up with a little olive oil. My organic